You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, there are 9 U.S. Supreme Court justices, but our guest says America would be a lot better off with 59. He'll explain the problems he sees with the current court and why he says 59 might be the magic number. Now the United States is in talks with Mexico on a deal that could have asylum seekers staying in Mexico as they wait for their claims to be processed. It's known as a safe third country agreement, and if it goes into effect, it could reduce the number of migrants coming into the U.S. Nick Miroff is a national security reporter who covers immigration enforcement and homeland security for The Washington Post. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Well, I know there's not a deal in place, but in the abstract, what are they talking about here? What is the U.S. looking for in an agreement like this?
Well, so this is something that has picked up steam in recent weeks and months. It's been on the U.S. wish list for a while, but it's never been discussed at quite as high levels as it has recently. And basically what this would do would be to force asylum seekers from third countries, particularly Central America, who are now the majority of the asylum seekers who arrive at the border, it would force them to make that claim in Mexico, and it would allow the United States to immediately deport any third country nationals, Central Americans in this case, who cross illegally. So the U.S. could just quickly turn them around. And you know, this is something that officials at the Homeland Security Department believe would result in a quick, and substantial drop in the number of people who arrive to claim asylum.
And you mentioned we're seeing higher level talks on this that we'd seen in the past. So what's going on with negotiations right now?
Well, the tricky thing is we're between Mexican administrations, and what's happened is I think the U.S. feels like it had been making significant headway with the administration of Enrique Peña Nieto, and members of his government have been coming around to the idea because they increasingly came to view it as in their interest as well, knowing that that it could potentially, you know, make a dent in the, you know, the revenues of smuggling networks and organized crime, and also knowing that the U.S. would be prepared to offer significant financial assistance to them, I think, to do this. The tricky thing is, you know, Mexico just had an election in which leftist candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador won a landslide victory, and he is coming in with a different mandate and a plan to really mark a significant break with the previous government. And the kind of relationship that he would have with the Trump administration remains to be seen. The question is the outgoing government of Mexico willing to potentially do this during the lame duck phase of the Peña Nieto administration?
And it seems like there might be some hope on the American part that, hey, with this lame duck administration, they've got nothing to lose. They're on their way out anyway. Maybe this is a window to get something on the books.
Exactly. And they also, I think, you know, Mexico and the U.S. are engaged in very crucial NAFTA talks right now. And so the Mexicans potentially can gain some leverage here on this point, you know, thinking that if they do something that the Americans have been, you know, really want on immigration, will it, give them a leg up in the NAFTA talks? And, you know, that also remains to be seen.
Talking to national security reporter Nick Miroff from The Washington Post about negotiations between the U.S. and Mexico that would require migrants coming up from Central America, mainly. If they want to apply to asylum for asylum in the U.S., they'd have to do it from Mexico. And, Nick, let's talk about those asylum seekers. What happens to them while they're there in Mexico applying for asylum? Where do they stay? Who's responsible for them? What do we know about that?
Well, I want to clarify one thing. This would be that, you know, they would have to get asylum in Mexico.
In Mexico, sorry.
Yeah, it wouldn't be to apply to come to the United States. It would essentially be the argument being, well, look, if they were in danger in Central America, that's why they're fled. Well, now they're in another country that is safe for them. And we've had an agreement like this with Canada since 2004, and you could see the logic of that in that Canada is a nation with a similar system of laws and protections. The argument is that Mexico is not, and Mexico has a significant rule of law issues and a large presence of organized crime. And so the question is, is Mexico a safe country for Central American asylum seekers? Is it a place where they would find safe refuge? And so, I think that's a big question. And critics of this controversial proposal point out that, Mexico isn't a safe country, and our own State Department has travel warnings that tell American citizens to avoid, entire sections of Mexico because they're so dangerous.
And theoretically, somebody coming across the Mexican border from Central America would be applying for asylum, I guess, in a border state. Are these particularly unsafe places right now?
Yeah, these are some of the most dangerous parts of Mexico. I mean, the border states are the, in some cases, the places where the biggest organized crime presence, and a place where migrants from Central America are routinely preyed upon by criminals and kidnappers. So, I think the anticipation here, or at least the expectation among U.S. officials, is that if Central Americans didn't think that they would be able to reach the United States, they would probably choose to stay put. It's not so much that Mexico would just take on an equal number of asylum seekers that are trying to come to the United States. It's that they would just stop attempting to make the journey entirely because the attraction of going to Mexico isn't so great, and because they don't, in this administration and at the Department of Homeland Security think that the majority of asylum seekers are economic migrants. They're not really fleeing, a lethal threat.
And the Trump administration and the Justice Department have said for asylum status, they will not necessarily consider threats like domestic violence or gang violence as qualifying for asylum status. Does that fit into this potential agreement with Mexico? Would they be operating under the same assumptions?
No, Mexico would have to have, they would be subject to Mexican law. I mean, what you're citing here is part of, a broader crackdown on the asylum process, a tightening of the asylum process to make it harder and harder for Central American migrants to not only to win asylum claims in the United States, but even to pass that initial step, the so-called credible fear interview, in which an asylum officer at the border determines whether or not you have a credible story and there could potentially be a risk to your life. So the U.S. has been trying to tighten that up, and if these migrants, were compelled to stay in Mexico, well, they would have to follow the Mexican laws and Mexican asylum procedures. And I think, part of the plan here would be that the U.S. would work with Mexico, and other countries would work with Mexico to try to develop a more robust asylum, system in Mexico.
We'll leave it there for now. Nick, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date on this.
My pleasure. Anytime.
That's Nick Miroff, national security reporter for The Washington Post, talking about negotiations between the U.S. and Mexico on a deal that would make asylum seekers apply for asylum in Mexico instead of the United States.